Blog Talk Radio.
First time using the Whistle Phone, broadcasting through that. If you go to whistlephone.com, actually, you can download some of the Mac or iPhone apps for that. It lets you dial, make a not international, but national call, the U.S. or U.S. call, excluding Alaska and Hawaii, of course. You should be able to call for free. And thanks for Mr. Genuine for letting us know on that. Letting us know. I'm getting sidetracked here. This show is going to be just for 30 minutes because we're just taking it easy today. I do want to promote the blood drive that is coming up on the 28th, sponsored by the members, Church of God International in Gurnee, Illinois. So if you are a blood donor or if you have not donated any blood or anything like that, but you would like to do so, just contact me, actually. You can call me at 608-254-9693, and let's set you up. Maybe we could plug you in there, and we'll talk about that more here in a little bit. And if you want to be get educated about blood donations or the blood drive, we'll talk about that more in a little bit. We have no songs or music to play for you today. God willing, maybe in the future we should be able to play some of the Christian songs that I want to play in my show. Once again, if you are free, if you want to call, give me a call back or give me a call here at 347-884-8125. You have to press 1. In order for you to participate in the conversation, if you have anything or anything at all in your mind that you want to, just want to vent, and if you want to, talk about things that really bothers you, you can, contact me. And also, this show is brought to you by the shop in superhighway.com. And also, thanks for Winston Pitts for doing some of my intros, and which I forgot to play, by the way. But Winston Pitts, actually, voiceover model. Is that what you call that? Voiceover model? He does a lot of voiceover on, if you have products or commercials or anything like that, you want to plug it in to your podcast radios, actually, or a commercial, maybe in TV, you can do that too. But this is something that he did for me, so here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a test. This is a warning. You're about to embark on a journey to the sensible world of wisdom. The world where one inspirational word is able to take a stand from bigotry, nonsense, lies, and deceit. You're about to enter the world of Fernando Poniente. You have been warned.
Yeah, there you go. See, I told you. Looks pretty awesome. I mean, sounded pretty awesome, doesn't it? Easy Sunday. What is this today? It is the 22nd of August, actually, yeah. That's right, it's 22nd of August. And then my co-host is going to be calling here pretty soon. So we'll talk about some of the things that, you know, things that I want to talk about. Things I want to talk about is this eggs or the salmonella outbreaks on eggs. Actually, there are multiple farms producing eggs that are actually recalling those, you know, the eggs. Actually, over, I think, I don't know how much or how many eggs has been called recently at two Iowa farms. That recalled more than actually half a billion of eggs linked to as many as 1,300 cases of salmonella poisonings. So if you are thinking about making, you know, any type of a dish that would include eggs or anything like that, you might want to consider, you know, skipping the eggs for now. Food and Drug Administration's investigators actually have yet to determine the cause of the salmonella outbreaks. That's what they say, you know. The Wright County Egg and Hillendale Farms, actually those are the two Iowa farms that recalled those eggs. Iowa, wow, that's in the Midwest. So that's right on, we're getting those eggs. If you getting your groceries from, let's say, Walmart or any, you know, produce, local produce or anything like that. Skip those eggs for now. Skip those eggs for now. You can also get, I believe you can get some substitute for eggs. You know, if you are cook, let's say you want to cook meatloaf, and I know some of those meatloaves sometimes, you know, I mean, you can put eggs on them, or yeah, I think one of the main ingredients on those are the eggs, so they can clump together. You can skip those. The scrambled eggs, actually, you can buy those imitations. I think that was a real egg, but that's not an imitation. But you can buy those things already scrambled, you know, from your grocery store, and do that. Let's get Dawn on the other line. What's new with you?
Lots of stuff, but with God's grace and help and mercy, answering prayer, things are on the way up. You know, it's not so down. We had a lot of trials this past week, planning going out of state, and, you know, didn't work out where we could go out of state. And then some neighbors started calling police and animal control because our dogs were outside, and they think we're being cruel because our dogs are outside, even though they have shelter, plenty of water, food, and stuff like that. They called because they wanted to report us. So we're not able to bring the dogs into the place where we're living. So we had to actually get rid of the dogs. We had one of the dogs for almost 4 years. So it was kind of hard, but with God's help and answering prayer, I was praying, you know, for God to help us not be, you know, overcome with sadness and all that, but that just that He'll help us to move forward and to focus on Him. And I'm really thankful that the Lord's helping me. I was just having a lot of stress, hard to sleep at night this past week. But with God's help, things are getting better. So yeah, that's like mainly, you know, things going on. But God knows what's best, and we tried what we could, and God knows what we can bear. And actually, rather than us having to turn over our dogs to the police, because also you can't leave your dogs outside more than 24 hours unattended, which we would go away on the weekend for at least one day. So we were actually able to give the dogs to somebody that we knew. So they're about 3 and a half hours away from where we live now, but at least now we know who took them, you know, and it's not, you know, it's not the end of the world, and it's not like they died, but, you know, with God's help, Lord's giving us joy. So that's what's going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, we're planning actually to move to the Philippines next year. Well, I don't know if it's called move, but we're planning to go there for a couple of years. So yeah, I mean, just those kind of things. And maybe it's just stressful.
Very cool. Now,
huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're, I was talking about the recent recall. Recallings of those eggs, actually the 500 million eggs that was being recalled.
Yeah.
Salmonella poisonings. Do you know anything about salmonella?
Salmonella, like once you cook the eggs, then it's not poisonous anymore. That's not the case?
Well, some of those people, you know, I mean, most, like myself, I like my egg, you know, over easy.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, the symptoms, let me go through the symptoms of the salmonella poisonings are typically severe, and that would include diarrhea,
mm-hmm.
the abdominal cramps, and actually fever within 8 to 72 hours, within 8 to 72 hours of eating a contaminated product.
Wow.
They said it can be life-threatening, especially to those with weakened immune systems.
Mm.
So if you have weakened immune systems, you know, let me get this straight. If you are getting inadequate nutrition, means you're not eating vegetables, you're not getting, 1,000 or 1,200 IU of calciums a day, that means you're more likely to have a weakened immune system, you know. The Center of Disease Control and Prevention is actually working with the, state health department. And actually, they're still investigating this this outbreak. And there's no, and God, you know, with God's help, there's no, with God's mercy, actually, I should say, there's no death. This has been reported. And if you are to cook your eggs, or if you are going to put eggs in the in your food, make sure it's thoroughly cooked. And yes, you're right, Don, that can be killed by cooking. But do you want to really, you know, do you really want to, like, what do you call them? I'm trying to say, you know, I mean, if you know it's contaminated with salmonella, I'd rather not risk it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So it says, according to the U.S. Health Department, cooking eggs at temperatures of 72 Celsius and 160 Fahrenheit or more is sufficient to kill salmonella. However, they said, children and the elderly and those with weakened immune systems are advised against eating lightly cooked eggs. So, consumers should check. And if you bought one of those, the cartons are holding 6, 12, and 18 eggs for, look for this batch numbers. Batch numbers 1026, 1413, and 1946, with date codes ranging from 136 to 225. So, I mean, salmonella is the most common. That's the most common bacterial. Bacterial form that you can get from food poisonings, and the strain involved in an outbreak, it's a common strain of salmonella. So
yeah.
It's just an outbreak. I mean, this is like precautionary steps from this farms. Actually, it's two farms in Iowa. I think they started recalling those eggs. I don't know what they're gonna do with them. Maybe just make a huge, huge, giant omelet.
There he is.
Biggest omelet in the whole wild world, you know. Speaking of the, important things, then blood drive. Are you you sign up to do a blood drive?
I am.
Hmm. All right. Let's talk about that. Why do you want to? You know, to those people that, you know. They have a lot of questions, and also they are hesitant to give blood. You know, have you done Have you done that before, Don, or this is your first time?
No, first time.
First time?
Mm-hmm.
What are your expectations?
With God's help to endure, that's what, you know, it's tempting to be scared because you, like, hear about all the blood and you're like, well, is my body going to endure? But I'm not sure if, you know, like, maybe I was thinking about it today, and I'm not sure if this is, I don't know if this is proven, so don't hold me to it, but I was thinking that, you know, if you donate blood, right, your body can remake blood because that's what I think they tell you at the Red Cross. So maybe if you donate blood, it's actually good for you in the benefits that, like, for example, say you got shot or say something, you got hurt, you know, and you lost a lot of blood, maybe your body could cope with it more if you have donated blood in the past. I don't know. I'm just saying. Wouldn't that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, it seems, like, scary because, you know, you think that blood needs to stay in your body, you know, so it's tempting to be scary. But it really, you know, you have to think of the benefits that it's helping people. It can help up to 3 people, you know, save, you know, it can help them to maybe live. So, because maybe they need the blood donated, and also
right.
that, you know, so you're helping somebody. Maybe it's a child that you're going to be helping or an adult, you know. So you have to
mm-hmm.
think about that. And what if it was your child that needed blood? Would you, and then nobody, everybody
right.
was scared to donate blood, you know. And also
right.
Jesus donated, I mean, not, I don't know if it's donated, but he gave his life for us, you know what I mean? So
right,
if you
right,
did it,
yeah.
if it's God's will. And also they're going to check you for your, like, your blood pressure and diabetes and see if you're actually
right.
able.
Mm-hmm.
So what
mm-hmm.
it is like, don't get all worried about it, which I know that, you know, I need to remember this too. Don't worry about it. That if it's, like my husband says, is that, you know, don't worry about what's going to happen in the future because it might not come to pass, you know. Don't worry about what you're going to
mm-hmm.
do if they, you know, are you going to faint or what. Because when they check you, maybe they're going to say, oh, well, your iron is not high enough, you know. And so say you sign up and it's a week later, the blood drive, you're worrying the whole week and yet you're not even able to give blood. So you're worried for nothing, you know what I mean? So just go on with your
right.
week and, you know, think positive about the blood donation, leave it in the Lord's hands, you know. And and if it's God's will for you to donate, everything will work out. You'll be able to donate. And if not, at least you were willing to, and, you know, Lord sees that, and maybe, and God will show them if it's not his will. You know, if your blood pressure is high that day, or, you know, so they're going to check you before they actually take your blood. So those are some things that
right.
I have to say about that.
Exactly. And also, you know, we want to learn about donating blood. Actually, did you know that one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives?
Yeah.
Just one pint of blood can save
like,
up to 3 lives. And also, did you know that every 2 seconds someone needs a blood transfusion? Every 2 seconds.
Wow.
That's huge. And 5 million patients in the U.S., they need blood every year. 5 million patients in the U.S., just in the U.S.
Yeah.
alone. They need blood. They need blood
wow.
every year, and less than 38% of the population is eligible to give blood. Less than 38%.
Wow, eligible.
That's right,
or
because you know, like I said, if you have, like, let's say 30 volunteers, you know, more likely if you're lucky, if you get 50% out of that 38 volunteers, you know, but
yeah.
we are let them decide. You know, some other people, you know, when we ask people about the blood. They, you know, they judge themselves, you know.
Right.
They
right,
would say,
without knowing.
"Oh, I got this," or "I'm a high, you know, I think I have a high blood pressure," or
yeah.
They said, "I have a tattoo." They'll say, "Oh, I have some kind of sickness before or anything. I don't want to get anyone." Sick or anything. What's happening is you are, you know, like I said, prejudging yourself. You know, you're not
yeah.
in any way in safe and shape and form to, you know, say that you're not, you know, you're not eligible to give blood. Let those, you know, who test for blood testing, or let them, the professional, do their job, not you, you know?
Yeah.
More information on that, I think the blood drive on the 28th is going to be in Gurnee, Illinois, from the 8 a.m. to noon, and we are taking volunteers. You can call 224-538-8321. So the number is 224-538-8321, and let me know if you're going to be stopping by. Otherwise, just stop by in Gurnee, Illinois. That is, what is the address? 3725, something like that?
Yeah, the Salvation Army. So if you see the Salvation Army in Gurnee, Illinois.
Right next to the Salvation Army.
So
blood drive is actually sponsored. The blood drive is actually sponsored by members Church of God International. You know, those our congregation is actually doing what best that we can to get involved with the community. You know.
Yeah, it's on Grand Avenue, and the main crossroads. Because I know some people might say, "Where's the main crossroads?" That will be Green Bay and Grand Avenue. That would be a main crossroads, and also 41. I think that's US 41 or Highway 41 in Grand Avenue. So if you are between Green Bay Road and Highway 41, it's between there on Grand Avenue.
Okay. All right. We'll take a little pause for a minute for the. I was going to say the station identification, but. You know, we're not in a station. We are doing we're at the blocktalkradio.com. This is Fernando Poniente. We'll be right back in about 30 seconds. 1 second.
Hey, you, listen up. When was the last time you had someone give you cash back online when you bought something online? Okay, time's up. Well, here it is. ShoppingSuperHighway.com. The online store that gives you cash back on your purchases. And get this, up to 35%. Whoa! So here's the website again, ShoppingSuperHighway.com. That's ShopInSuperHighway.com. And become a preferred customer today for free.
Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. However show, y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from KickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniente Show.
Fernando, we're back on the Fernando Poniente Show on blocktalkradio.com. Just pardon because I said 30 seconds. Did I say I was going to be back in 30 seconds? That's more than 30 seconds. I do apologize. You know, unfortunately, we don't have a topic for tonight. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to do a show within, maybe in a couple of days, because I know next week we're going to be busy, and the following week actually there is international international Thanksgiving, right Don?
Okay. Sorry about that. What was that? You
That's
said
right.
The internet. Can you repeat that? I apologize. An accident over here.
International Thanksgiving. It's going to be okay. The blood drive. Let's go back to the blood drive thing. The 28th, actually, 8 a.m. to noon. Actually, on the 28th on Saturday. That's in Gurnee,
right.
Illinois. Gurnee, Illinois, by the Six Flags, and the venue is actually right next to the Salvation Army. It's the Members Church of God International Church. Just go there or call 224-538-8321. Or you can go into redcross.org and type in the zip code of Gurnee, 60031. And you should be able to see him right there. And hey, did you like that thing from Winston Fitz, the ChoppingSuperHighway.com?
Yeah, that's pretty nice. You know, definitely,
yeah,
it's free to sign up. You don't have to pay, and also you get paid for shopping 2 to 35% cash back. It's pretty nice. Because, you know, I don't really like to shop unless I get paid to shop. So, you know, that's why I like that website. You know, you get paid to shop. That's why I like the business we have. You know, that's just the way it is. Because, you know, whether money's tight or not tight, it's still nice to earn money for shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's good.
That is.
And now you mentioned something about international PBK, right?
Yeah, I did. The PBK, it's the Thanksgiving, International Thanksgiving for Members Church of God International. What are your expectations?
Well, with God's help to be able to endure, you know, because it doesn't, that those days don't include a lot of sleep, because the purpose of that is to give an example of a couple things. For example, how when we go to heaven, you know, with God's help, we go to heaven, and that we'll be giving God thanks all day and all night. So that's really what it is an example of. And also it's patterned after how when how the Jewish people had, I believe it was 3 or 4 feasts throughout the year, and also when God was telling Moses to go to Egypt and to tell Pharaoh to let his people go sacrifice in the desert for 3 days. That's why we do it for 3 days, is after that pattern. So so we do it actually 4 times a year, about every 3 months we do that. So, you know, it's nice because you learn endurance also. So, you know, that's really good that you learn endurance, because the enemy, you know, likes to attack you when you're tired, when you're hungry, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, when you experience something like that, like PBK, kind of helps you to build up your endurance about how to be able to endure trials. Because before the PBK...
All right, go ahead.
Before the PBK, I don't know about other people, but like I've experienced, you know, trials and stuff like that before the PBK. So, you know, it just, you develop perseverance with God's help through enduring, you know, a lot of life.